We are here with a quick interview with Michelle Pearson. She is one of the leaders, the director for the Gitche-Gumee State Trail, which has seen a lot of action in the last year. Thank you, Michelle, for being here with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Katya. Again, I'm Michelle Pearson, and I work with the Gitche-Gumee Trail Association. We're the friends group that's supporting the DNR's efforts to build and maintain the Gitche-Gumee State Trail. I'm just real pleased to be on the radio this morning because we've got a lot of fun things coming up in the next few months.
Yes. Start with what's happening tonight.
Well, thank you. Tonight, our friends at Castle Danger Brewery are releasing a beer called the Gitche-Gumee Trailblazers Stout. It's an Irish stout, and they've selected our work for their Pints for a Cause opportunity. So there's a beer release party at the brewery at 6 p.m. tonight from 6 to 8. There's going to be live music from Hannah Ray, and Baptism River Barbecue is going to have some delicious mac and cheese bowls to serve up to folks. So we'll have some trail trivia. It's going to be a fun night.
Sounds like it. And a great night to get out locally since it might be kind of funky weather, so people might not want to travel very far. So this is a great time to be right in town.
Whoever can get there safely will look forward to celebrating.
Yes, wonderful. And now you've been really, you know, we've been hearing about this trail for, 20, 30 years now, and it's a very slow process to complete it. But there have been some significant advances in the last year. Tell us about the ribbon cutting coming up to celebrate one of them.
Thanks, Katya. Yeah, we are really excited. When we think about the long-term vision of the trail spanning two harbors to Grand Marais, someday it'll be, you know, in the upper 80s to 90-mile long trail. And as of right now, we have like 36.8 miles constructed. And you're right, it's like over a 25-year span of construction. So it's a kind of baby steps, but coming up on May 29th, we will be having a ribbon cutting at 2 p.m. at the new trail segment in Two Harbors, kind of right by the Park Road and Burlington Bay there.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to, even though it's, you know, just like a little mile long segment, it's the first step and it's the first segment that Two Harbors has had. And we're looking forward to getting out to Flood Bay and then beyond and kind of looking ahead, you know, in the next 10 years, really hoping to connect Two Harbors to Gooseberry, and that'll just be such an amazing feat.
And now I have myself biked from here to Gooseberry, and I know that like the Encampment River area is just really it's a narrow bridge on a curve. And so is that whole I know that's owned by a whole different group. Is that section going to be turned into trail?
So, you know, there'll be some limitations, and especially crossing that river. I'm sure you felt that with the guardrail there, and the shoulder is so narrow, not the most comfortable place to be biking in. But we're really looking ahead to see, like, where could we fit the trail in right of way? We don't have active plans right now. As you know, this trail, we are looking in, you know, 1 and 2 mile, 3 mile segments at times to plan and engineer out so we can understand how much it will cost. So, but it's kind of fun to hear that there's a real desire to be really putting our thinking hats on, or thinking helmets on, and be thinking about how can we just do it? How can we get Two Harbors to Gooseberry? Because that will be just an amazing connection.
I'm guessing that basically once you pick a certain mile area, then the first thing is to find all the private landowners along there. Mm-hmm. And I just can't even imagine. I mean, I know they've done it with Superior Hiking Trail, so it can be done, but it just must be very complex, lots of relationships.
As you see the miles that have been developed, a lot of them are in state parks. So it's a state trail. The state already owns that land. So a lot of the places we're looking to develop the trail, we're really looking at where are, you know, the state right of way, where property acquisition wouldn't be necessary, because that does help make things smoother. But there will be, and there have been, and there will be some areas where I'm sure that will be an essential component.
Right. And now I've also heard, I don't know where I heard this, but, you know, the bridges are incredibly expensive to build, like a bridge alongside a highway, like to the tune of $1 million a bridge. Is that true?
Oh, it is so true. And actually, that's why, you know, we as the Friends Group, working alongside the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, the DNR is the trail owner and operator, but we also work very closely with the DOT, because as you've seen on the Stewart River and at Silver Creek, when MnDOT comes through and needs to do some projects, they've been so accommodating. You know, it's part of their desire to have good bikeways in our state too. And so having that consideration of which side of the bridge should we put a protected pedestrian and bikeway across a bridge platform is really vital as we're crossing some of these major waterways. And the smaller, you know, the bridges, it depends on the scale for their cost, but they are very expensive.
So I think the plan is, I mean, every bridge eventually needs to be replaced, we're finding out. So maybe when they are replaced, they get replaced with a trail along the side. Is that what they're trying to
do? Yes, that's exactly right. And MnDOT has just been a really wonderful partner about that. And we've, you know, we've had some planning meetings where we think like, what is going to come up? What's on MnDOT's list for the next 10 years?
Right.
What are they hoping for in the future? And there aren't a ton of significant projects on Highway 61 coming up in the next 10 years, but the Trail Association and the DNR and the DOT have been very active partners at evaluating every time there's an opportunity to coordinate and see what we can do with trail projects alongside Highway 61 projects.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Michelle, we are running out of time, but tell us about, I think there's one more event you want to tell me about.
Yeah. If I could squeeze in too, for any folks listening from the Silver Bay area, the Trail Association will be helping out community partners in Silver Bay with the William Kelly School Bike Rodeo on May 6th. That's at the arena from 3:30 to 5:30. And I hope folks are marking their calendars for August 16th. It'll be our 25th annual North Shore Bike Ride, a supported ride on the trail. It's real fun and kids ride free with a paid adult.
Okay. And where does that start and stop, or is it anywhere?
We have many ride lengths that people can choose from, and all the rides start and end in Gooseberry at the trailhead down by the mouth of the river.
Okay. I'm speaking with Michelle Pearson of the Gitche-Gumee Trail Association. All right. Thanks so much, Michelle, and you have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks, Katya. I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.